Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Takes it wide on Letty. Now pulled back, hands it off, Roman Polak. Tees it up for a shot, and that was blocked in front. Now Jackman again through traffic. Score! It's found its way through, and the Blues lead the series 2 games to none.
Yes, we are very happy to be joined out here as we are live for the Blues season preview party at Copper Fire in Belleville, brought to you by America's sports artist Rick Rush and the Market Street Dream Painting. We are joined now by Barrett Jackman. Jax, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not much. Doing good. Just happy to be out here.
Do you like that goal call we found, Jax? I remember that goal. That was my first year as an intern with Curbs in the broadcast booth, and I was standing on the lower level to get the headset post-game, and I remember Jax's face when he scored that goal. It was like, oh my, I can't believe that. It was like from the blue line, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was as surprised as everybody that I scored, but from the position, too, it was a little odd.
I'm always curious with this stuff because I find that athletes tend to have really good memories of specific moments. Do you remember, like, all of the moments in which you scored goals? Is that something that you can remember back on, or just that one in particular?
No, just that one. The two playoff goals, too, were pretty memorable. But my son, I was kind of bringing it up. We watched last week, one of our kids scored from outside the blue line, and you know, my son has seen the highlights, and he was chirping me a little bit about how, you know, the lack of goals that I scored in my career. It was pretty funny when you get an 11-year-old that's kind of putting you in your place. But, you know, I told him, I go, once you score one goal in the NHL, you can start chirping me for for not scoring enough.
It's 29 of them, and also get the 17th overall draft pick, and then the chirps can come in, am I right?
Yeah, no, I would love it if, you know, we could do the pitcher like the Tkachuk boys did with the fingers up and Big Walt and, you know, kind of getting humbled by his kids. That'd be pretty cool if he went down that road.
Speaking of the Tkachuk boys, Jax, how impressed not just have you been with their careers so far, but we just saw Brady sign his long contract extension, which I'm assuming he's just going to buy you and Big Walt plenty of dinners when they're in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, no, I texted him yesterday about borrowing some money and, you know, donating towards, you know, my kids' hockey. But, you know, it's awesome to see. You know, those kids are such great kids. They give back to the communities. They take care of their teammates. They take care of their family. And they're just have a lot of pride in the city of St. Louis and whatever they're doing. So for those boys to be as humble as they are, and, you know, we got to thank Chantel Tkachuk for all that, because Big Walt's, you know, he's got a pretty big ego sometimes. So, you know, they raise those kids the right way. Yeah. And they're have success because they've earned it and they've worked their butts off to get where they're at. And, you know, we're just happy that, you know, they're getting paid, but, you know, still, you know, to the best humans that you can meet.
Yeah. I know the Tkachuks are kind of the headliners here from St. Louis, but what's so impressive to me is how St. Louis hockey has taken off over the last few years in particular, but it's been heading in this direction for a while now. I know with your son, you see some of this. What has led to some of the improvements in St. Louis hockey? Obviously, the talent is there, but the development path seems to be at an all-time high right now as well.
Yeah, I think it started, you know, years back when you got guys like Basil McRae, Rob Ramage, Al MacInnis, Larry Patey, and Mike Zook. A lot of the alumni that, you know, kind of entrenched themselves in St. Louis and started coaching a lot of these players at a young age. And the more success the Blues have, the more interest in playing the game, and and getting the right coaches and developing these kids is huge. So I really think it's, you know, a little bit of everything and the perfect storm. And, you know, you have five kids drafted in the first round from the same city is incredible. And you know, it really kind of put St. Louis on the map of being a powerhouse. And you know, now you look at a lot of the AAA teams, you know, in every age group, they're all, you know, in the top 20 in the country. And that's a pretty big accomplishment. And you know, the numbers, too, of people signing up to play hockey, whether it's the girls or boys teams, it's really coming a long way.
How have you seen that grown, Jax? Because when you were drafted back in 99, I believe, I mean, you were from Canada, and I'm sure you didn't know much, if anything, about St. Louis when you were drafted by them. You get here, you play pretty much your entire career with the St. Louis Blues. How have you seen just the sport of hockey continue to grow?
Yeah, well, you know, you look at the new rinks that are popping up in St. Louis. You know, unfortunately, we lost a few to Topgolf, but you know, just the money that people are willing to put back into you know, kind of building the game. And you got you know, 3-4 shoots out at Centene Ice Community Ice Center, and then you got the Maryville rink out in Chesterfield. And just the number of people that are signing up year after year, and the learn to play that the Blues are putting on, and just the different programs that are out there. It's you know, coming here in 99 and in camp, and then playing in you know, 2002. It's really, you could see the knowledge of hockey has always been here, but to put the kids on the ice and to teach mm-hmm. them and develop, you know, so many great athletes. It's fun now to be a part of and help coach and just to sit back and watch.
Former Blues defenseman Barrett Jackman joining us here live on remote. Jax, you mentioned the biggest thing is the Blues have been good and their success at the NHL level, and that's leading to people saying, yeah, I'd like to go play hockey myself. How excited are you about this upcoming season? They're finally, it's not completely normal yet, but it's more normal in terms of some of the things that they're going to be able to do off ice.
Like, and they don't have to play Arizona 7 times in a row.
Yeah, there's that, which will be nice. What's your anticipation level for this Blues hockey season?
I'm excited. You know, you look at the depth, you look at the decisions they had to make just to set the roster. Some of the good players that they had to send down that you'll probably see, you know, through injuries. But I think the depth this year is greater than they've had in the past. You know, the excitement of a young kid like Jake Neighbors is coming in and getting the opportunity. You know, with Saad and Bushnevich and Neil, you know, some great additions. And you know, and just the anticipation that the defense is going to play a little bit better than they did last year. It's really coming together, and I think the excitement's there. And you know, I've been listening to you guys and hearing that you know, the national press isn't giving the Blues any love, and you know, that's kind of the way that they like it, and be the underdogs, and you know, you get the old slap in the face of the people that are going to, you know, think that they're not that good.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, Jax. I get worked up a little too much about it, but it's okay. I want to ask you about one of the guys you just mentioned, James Neal. You played, if I'm not mistaken, with him in Nashville, right? That was your final season and one of his first years with the Nashville Predators organization. I think a lot of Blues fans are really excited about Neal because of the former 40-goal status that he was. But more than anything, I mean, he's a guy who just goes to the front of the net, and it seems like he's a guy that everyone loves in the locker room. Was that how he was in Nashville with you?
Yeah, he's got a great personality. He always likes to have fun. He's always kind of messing around, but when it comes to the game, he's serious. He can shoot the puck, you know, with the best of them, and he actually plays with a bit of an edge. A lot of people, you know, probably aren't familiar with it, but he's not afraid to you know, catch a guy with his head down and lay him out, or you know, kind of, you know, be a little bit of that pissed off style. So he's gonna be fun to watch, and you know, whoever he's playing with, he really gives a great scoring threat. And like you said, he goes to the net and he'll get some dirty goals as well as, you know, some decent hands and playmaking ability.
It feels like this is the word of the day, given what we talked about with Mike Schilt. But philosophically,
it's a negative word.
Yeah, on this side, it's a positive, though. Do you feel like the team this year fits a little bit more with what Craig Berube wants to do? I mean, you look at the additions, you mentioned them, with Saad and Buchnevich and Neal. It looks to me like this roster just makes sense. The fits are a little more clean than it was a year ago. Do you feel that as well?
I do. It starts with that depth, being able to trust your fourth line. And if you have Barbashev, on the fourth line and playing the role that he did a couple of years ago with Steen and Sundqvist, and then you got the size, you got grit, and you got speed. The best thing about the Blues hockey is coming wave after wave, and they might not score 10 goals in a game, but they're gonna wear you out and just keep coming in and win those games because they wore out the opposition.
I'm very curious to get your perspective on this Blues defensive core, because last year there were times when it just didn't look right. It didn't look like things were fitting together the way that we expected it to. Torrey Krug back for a second year. Justin Falk looked like he turned the page a little bit last year, and hopefully he can continue that. What are your expectations for this group going into 2021?
I think it's going to be much better. Last year, it was kind of a changing of the guard with Petro not being there, with Bouwmeester not being around. The injuries to Parayko that were, it was kind of crippling him, and surprised he could play. And then Krug just trying to find his role within this team. He didn't have the best season, but we may have expected too much out of him just because he was kind of filling that Petro role, and he's not as defensively aware as Petro, and saw a few of his holes, but. Yeah, I think having a year under his belt with these guys, learning what his responsibilities are, playing with Falk hopefully this year, and another year for Wallman to get adjusted and maybe expand his role, and hopefully he's a little bit more consistent. And Mikola too. He was young, and if he is that seventh guy that comes in at fifth, sixth, he adds some aggressive size. And then Big Bobo, who's you love the way that he plays, physical, and he's just going to be that stalwart in the back end. So. Yeah.
He scored two goals at the last preseason game, and they started calling him Bobby Ortuzzo. And I'm like, I kind of can get on board with this one. Jax, speak to this, because you were a part of this. When you transitioned from a guy who was a captain, a leader in a locker room for a really long time, transition to a new captain, like, what does that do for the group of guys? Does that take some getting used to? Like, does that take a season or two to get under your belt?
I don't think it's really a captain issue. I think it's just finding, what your role is. There's some guys that, maybe in one team they're, a one or two or a top line guy, and they get sent to that second line or third line. And you just really have to take a look at yourself and not take it as a demotion. It's just a different fit for the team. And, I think when Chief took over, there was a lot of guys that they were, the top end guys. They wanted to be the top end guys, and Chief just kind of gave them that identity of, okay, you're just as valuable as that first line guy, but we need you to do a different role that's going to make our team the best. And so guys feeling comfortable with, accepting the roles that they're given. And, I think guys will start to get into the flow and be more comfortable with that and just keep, playing the way that they need to make the team better.
You mentioned Parayko and the injuries that he dealt with a year ago. Doug Armstrong has spoken glowingly about him, and he gave him the contracts to fit that this offseason. He said he thinks he can be a legit number one defenseman in the NHL. Do you see that as potential for Parayko if he is healthy going into this year?
Yeah, he has all the tools. He's got the big shot. He could skate like no other for a man that's probably 235, 240 pounds. He's a specimen, in the gym, and I really think he has that ability. He controls the game. He shuts down the offense with his skating ability, with his size, with his reach. You want a little bit more offensively, and I think if he just starts to shoot the puck a little bit more. And not afraid of breaking people's hands and ankles, and gets a little bit more of that mean, I'm going to do everything I can to score. I think he really can be that legitimate number one.
What's a worse position, Jax? Being the defenseman where you're standing in front of your net trying to make sure that nobody's able to get that deflection, or being a forward standing in front of the opposition's net when a guy like Colton Parayko comes through with a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot?
Well, the forwards can always flamingo and protect. pretend like they're in their way and get missed. The defenseman, you don't know if it's coming to your ankles or your face. So, you know, it's tougher. I took a Shea Weber one-timer on the penalty kill off the kneecap and shattered my my shin pad. So I know the worst parts of all those things.
That is the worst part about it. I still remember to this day, though, Big Walt, where it was one of his final games right before he retired, and he was standing in front of the net, took the shot. I forgot who shot it, but it went
– T.J. Oshie.
T.J. Oshie took the shot off of his face and knocked out, like, what, two, three of his teeth?
I think it was probably four and broke his jaw, too, above his
– And then he, like, retired two nights later.
Yeah,
like,
I think Big Walt went his entire career without losing a tooth until
Yeah,
2 weeks before the end. And I think he was still having surgeries 2 years after.
Was he really?
To correct and – I think they had to take bone out of his hip to put into his into his jaw, so his teeth would stay in. So, yeah, that was probably the worst injury for him to get.
Do you guys ever look around the room and be like, even among crazy individuals, this guy is an insane person? Like some of the things that you hear about hockey players playing through. I mean, I can tell you for me, like, I would just retire on the spot. I'd be like, no, this isn't going to work for me anymore.
You know, you're just kind of, you grew up in that culture, and, you know, you see some of the older guys before you. Dallas Drake used to climb into the oversized industrial ice machine that we had in the locker room. He would just climb in there and close the door after games. And, you know, he did it as a joke, but he was legitimately had ice bags, you know, top to bottom. And you know, you see a guy like that that's 35 years old, you know, going through this every day to play the game that he loves. And, you know, so you look at those guys before you and see what they've done, and you just know you got to carry on that tradition of being tough or get out of the way.
Was he the craziest one you've ever played with?
Oh, geez. There's a big list. But, yeah, Dally Drake, for the size he was 180 pounds soaking wet, and he threw his body around like nobody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He put everything into every hit and every shift, and he was exhausted every time he came to the bench, and he would go out and do it all again the next one.
Jax, what are you most interested in going into this Blues season? Like, for you, when you're watching the games, the thing that you might have the biggest question about or you're just the most excited to see, what's the biggest thing going into the year that you're most interested to watch?
I think the chemistry with all those different lines that they have, and just seeing what Vladdy does, how he responds to what the offseason has kind of brought up. James Neal, see if he could bounce back after the last couple of years not having that touch, and hopefully he feels comfortable. O'Reilly, Perron, just seeing if they can continue that chemistry, and Perron could keep up with the pace that he did last year at over a point a game. And, you know, like we talked about before, how that defense kind of shapes out and how they, they handle the criticism going into the season before they've even played a game. And hopefully they could, come together and really complete the team.
Jax, I wanted to ask you about the Vladdy thing. Not so much of what he said and talked about in the offseason, but more so in the locker room, because a lot of people have said that it's going to cause a distraction among these guys. And I've said to this day, like, hockey players are the consummate pros. Like, they give you the right answers and they stand by it, especially when you're in a locker room led by a guy like Ryan O'Reilly and Craig Berube. Does what Vladdy says in the offseason, does that even leak into the regular season for a group of guys?
Not really. People will be thinking about it a little bit, but once the training camp went in, I'm sure I don't know this is
right.
a fact, but I'm sure he went in there and talked to the guys and said, hey, I'm here, I'm going to give it my all, and he's a motivated player now. He has to prove that he's good enough to either get traded or good enough to be a huge part of this team. So I really think he looks good physically. He came into camp and all the coaches were raving about how hard he's been working, and if he gets back to that 35-40 goal scorer and makes people around him better, makes the power play better, and works his butt off, I really think it's a huge asset. And whether he decides that this is the place I want to be, I love it here, I love the guys, or you know, Army gets a huge package for him and you know, maybe improves, you know, the different areas of the team.
Right.
So I really think it's not going to be a distraction. I think it's going to be, you know, almost a plus, you know, kind of in the first 25 games at least.
Hey, Jax, this has been awesome, man. Thanks so much for hopping out with on here with us and enjoying what's a pretty cool event to kick off the Blues season. Hopefully we'll talk with you again soon, and hopefully the Blues have a nice year and we can talk about the run into the postseason as well.
I look forward to it.